you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Welcome to Daily Pop. I'm Carissa, joined by Justin and Morgan. The Grammy nominations are out. Mm-hmm. Who got the nods? Who got snubbed? We're going to talk about it all. Then Ray J's pregnant wife says he left her and their daughter stranded in Vegas. Could you ever forgive this? And Gigi and Zayn reconnecting. Is it a good idea for these two to get back together? Plus, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. We have Chef Will Gilson here to show us some delicious dishes in just a little bit for your Thanksgiving. But first, we got to start with the Grammys. The big snub that everyone is talking about is Taylor Swift. And I say everyone, not just me, because I'm a Swiftie. You all know that. She got three nods: Song of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance, and Best Pop Vocal Album, but she was left off some big lists, like Lover. It did not get Record of the Year or Album of the Year. So, was she snubbed?
Was she snubbed?
Oh, by the way, please welcome Will Marfucci to the show.
Will in his winter white today.
I know. I look like I should be at the chalet.
I love a chalet.
I know. No, I know you do.
I know. What was the question?
So, we're talking about Taylor Swift. Was she snubbed? You know, Lover, I think, is an amazing album. Like, out of her last six albums, I think it was, the count here, she's had three nominated. So, this is a little surprise. So, Reputation didn't get nominated, Lover did not get nominated, and her back in 2012 did not get nominated for Speak Now. But Lover was really good, and a lot of the songs are really well received, so I'm a little surprised it didn't make it into the best album.
I would say, yeah, it's kind of a big snub, considering that a lot of people in the music industry were thinking that she was gonna get several nominations, at least the four general categories, and then the other pop vocal, pop performance. But so yeah, it is kind of a snub. But the way that the nominations went, I mean, they had, not to say that Taylor's not an interesting choice, but they had really interesting choices in all these categories.
I feel like I just saw them for the first time. I feel like there was a lot of competition and a lot of newer music this year, and I feel like Taylor's maybe, I don't want to say had her moment, but she's been in this game for a long time, that maybe it's just because you're a bona fide superstar, you put out good music every year, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're guaranteed to just be nominated because you're massive. Beyonce's not nominated
right,
every
but
year.
You have expectations,
but
right?
But Beyonce doesn't play the game, and Taylor doesn't
Beyonce
play the game either.
Beyonce is nominated for her Lion King album.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been nominated every year. Yeah, exactly.
I think some people were also thinking Homecoming might get one of the general categories, a nomination in one of those categories, which she didn't.
Here's the jam. How the Grammy nominations work is members of the Grammy Association vote. Then it goes over to a Grammy voting nomination committee. And then those people finalize and decide who they're gonna choose. Guess what? When those people are trucking their asses to Grammy Presents, Grammy events, galas, all those things, they're looking to see which artist supports
puts
the Grammy
the
initiative.
Puts the FaceTime in. It's like when we talk to ad sales.
It's
exactly like that.
So if you, I did so well with ad sales.
If you look at a Taylor Swift.
Thinking about you all the time.
If you look at a Taylor Swift or a Beyonce and they only have three nominations, you know that Taylor is not showing up to those things. Beyonce is not showing up to
but
those
what
things.
About Ariana Grande. She's, I don't think, showing up to
the season. Again, that's why she only has four. But look at Lizzo. 8. Fresh. New on
but
the scene.
Don't you also feel like it's more of like a freshman's game? Like
I do. I
Lizzo,
think that this...
Billie Eilish, these are massive
stars.
Yeah,
this
stars.
Is the year that like the internet's favorite artists, save for Taylor Swift and BTS, unfortunately,
right.
Really were on the come up this year. Like that young generation became the standard holders and the standard bearers this year. As you said, Lizzo, Billie Eilish.
Ooh, I have a question. Do you feel like they also...
Lil Nas X? Lil Nas X's album was 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
And he's got 6 nominations.
Yeah,
because he shows up to shit.
I think it's more than
or
that.
Or do you think
though.
It's because
I,
more
I
than
think
that?
It's more
because
than
is
that.
It also because they want the younger viewers to watch the Grammys so they want to nominate artists that that people are interested
well, I
in?
I honestly think these artists deserve it.
Yeah,
I agree,
do.
But
they,
I'm
they
just
they
saying.
Do.
Billie,
they
I don't
do.
Think it's actually all, yeah, campaigning and all that stuff does help, but I do think like Billie Eilish is like, you know, beyond her years. Like, her sound is so unique and something that it pops on the radio. We haven't had that in a long time. Same with Lizzo. Same with Lil Nas X.
And they kind of commanded the public's attention in a way that a lot of other artists didn't this year. Like, the conversation, well, like name a time in this last, you know, between October and August when we weren't talking about Lizzo.
You know
what I mean? Like, that's just the way it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And, like, you know, to be frank, like, Taylor's album had a lot of push around it, and for a couple of weeks, everybody was talking about it, and then it sort of died out.
It did.
I want to say about the
like
3-2, though, Billie Eilish, she doesn't play the game, right? So she doesn't dress like a purpose, like a normal pop star. She doesn't necessarily wear a lot of makeup.
She sets
plays
her own
kid. She makes her own sound. She doesn't even follow the normal games of radio, like of what to get your song on the radio. Lil Nas X, same thing. Mm-hmm. He didn't create, but he's part of country trap, you know, that he basically was going for a genre that didn't exist.
Basically, the same version of Lil Nas X's song, Old Town Road, was remixed countless times, but that's what kept it at number one on the chart. It was like every time the heat started to die off a little bit, there'd be like another remix and boom, back up to number one. I mean, you mentioned Billie. Billie's also now the youngest nominee ever to be nominated in all 4 of the general categories.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is really wild.
I'm telling you, young.
I think Billie's gonna get it.
I think that Billie's
got
a really... I think that Billie and Lizzo are kind of going to split the four big... the 4 general categories.
Which I'm happy with that. I like that.
This category, I'm so wondering what you guys think. For best new artists, I mean, obviously it has to be Lil Nas, Lizzo, or Billie, but how do you pick
between those 3? It's Billie. It's going to be Billie.
I don't know, because the Grammys always sort of surprise in this category, because, I mean, Rosalia is the first artist to have a total Spanish language album in the best new artist category. Tank and the Bangas, I was like, who is this?
Wow, I love Tank and the Bangas.
I was listening to them on the way over. They're awesome. Like,
really?
All of these artists are incredible. There's not a dud in that bunch when, to be frank, sometimes in that category, there's like
a few
2 or 3
like
really, really great artists, and then a couple artists that you're like, what? Why?
I honestly think it's going to go to Lizzo out of those. I mean, I love Billie.
And
I love
think
Nas.
Billie will get Billie Album of the Year.
I think Lizzo is not only fans love her, but other artists love her as well. Mm. You know, she's just very loved in general, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. We will see.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome,
this
guys.
Is fun.
Yeah, back
Come
to
back
my
soon.
Hot chocolate.
And
ski slope.
Yeah, I love it. I'll join you.
All right, guys. Well, you know the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But that's not the case for Ray J. His wife, Princess Love, is sharing the drama that went down. So it happened after Ray J posted a photo of the family there for the Soul Train Awards. Then Princess made a comment caught by the Shade Room. She said, he left me and Melody stranded in Vegas and blocked me from calling. Now you want to post family photos? Hashtag buy ugly. She later shared this. Yes, I can fly home. I have my own money, but my car is here and I don't want to drive back alone with my daughter because I am over 8 months pregnant and I don't even want to have to stop for gas or go into labor with all of this human trafficking going on.
Okay, we covered a lot of areas.
Basically, she's like, I'm not driving back.
Well, no. That is understandable. I mean, if I was 8 months pregnant, I don't think I'd want to drive back.
I mean, it's nerve-wracking.
And but why is he leaving her?
You're also 8 months pregnant. You have to stop and pee a lot. It's not the shortest drive. You got to then take the toddler out and go inside all the time.
No, it's not a convenient situation.
And you're also just pissed, right? You're livid at this point. You're emotional. I don't even know what I would do. I would murder.
I don't think my husband would be in the delivery room. If he left me in Vegas,
Vegas.
For me to drive myself back? I don't even know what it would take for us to get back on speaking terms.
It's so funny to me because I know couples that do this. They get in these blowout fights, and there was this one couple before they got married. They did this a lot more. Now that they're married, they're a little calmer. But whenever they were dating, we'd go out to bars. We'd go out together. They'd always get in a fight every time, and the guy would just leave her there, even though they rode together. So she had no ride home. And, you know, this was in the Midwest where Uber wasn't a thing yet. So getting home isn't exactly
like,
easy.
You've heard those stories. Like, everyone's had their boyfriend leave them. Like, I got left at the Grove once. I'll never forget that. Which is fine.
But it's the Grove, and you live in L.A.
And you live in L.A.
It's
not the end of the world.
It's
not fun. It's not pleasant. But to leave somebody who is 8 months pregnant.
With your child?
In Vegas. With your other child. That is a different. I don't know where these two go from there. But if I were her, I would hold a grudge for a long time.
Justin, what would you do?
Oh, no. I'd be calm as can be.
Oh.
I'd be as calm as can be. And then I would take the nicest taxi cab ride to a place called The Wind. And I would walk up to the front desk and say, hi, can I have the presidential suite? Put it on Ray J. And I would sit my happy ass there until his ass got back to Vegas and came get this goddamn car.
That's true.
And what I would do is I'd make him drive home and I would fly home with my baby.
But what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't come get you?
Then that's fine. I'm in the presidential suite at The Wind.
And also, we don't really know what caused this. So it's a very weird situation. But I don't care what. If you get into the biggest blowout, you take a few hours, you calm down. You do not leave somebody in Vegas pregnant.
Buy them a separate ticket.
Look at
you know,
that.
Like you
the
two.
The car's there. That's the problem. She's stranded there with her car.
Wait, why do you have your car there?
Because he probably drove it there. They probably went together.
Oh yeah. Why did he? Okay. Yeah.
And
sometimes you want to save money.
He probably flew on Southwest home.
Oh my gosh.
You couldn't even give him a Jet Suite egg? Well, damn, you get him somewhere.
Either way, you know, Ray J, that's not nice. I don't know what happened and what caused that, but that's not very nice.
You need to explain it to us so we can forgive you.
Ooh,
okay. Well, here's a big question everybody's wondering. Does Brad Pitt have a new girlfriend? Okay, he's been spotted out over the last couple months with actress Aaliyah Shawkat. And you may remember her as maybe from Arrested Development. They have a lot in common. They're both visual artists as well as actors. Our sources say these two are not a couple. But they have been seen together a few times. What do we think of them?
I think that whoever Brad Pitt is seen with that is an opposite gender of his, he is automatically linked to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's just the nature of the game. It's kind of the same as like Jen Aniston has been pregnant 68 times and she's never had a child.
Yep.
So I think that this is kind of the situation with Brad. I think they're probably friends. I think they probably have a lot in common. They enjoy each other and nothing is happening there. And we're all just like, oh, he's with a female and she's also an actress and visual artist. And
great.
Which great.
They both like art. They've gone to art shows.
I love art too. I'm not with Brad Pitt. Like, come on. Well, we're also not spotted together. We should work on that.
I know, you just need to start going to all the art galleries.
I love art galleries.
He goes to.
You know my love of art.
Yeah.
It's deep.
We talk about it.
All the time.
It's crazy. I mean, all the time.
You know, this reminds me of, you know when you're at a bar with a friend and you kind of tipsy and you start talking to a guy and your friend like lingers like two steps behind and she's like looking like, so good together. Imagine if that friend was a million publications out there.
Yeah.
Like the pressure it adds to you
it's true.
Your friend is drunkenly like, you guys look so cute together. Y'all should be together.
And you're like, I'm just trying to vibe. You're just
the hell out of my system. Get out of here. Please, Johnny Drew Bell, leave.
Always. Well, he's like, girl.
You're cute.
He loves
you're
you, girl.
Cute. Yeah. Because, you know, they just want to hype you up and they want to make you feel like a million bucks.
Like, you're killing it.
It's a lot of pressure. And I think every time we do this, it puts so much pressure on Brad and the girl that he's dating.
Right.
So we almost ruin it. I wish we would just have a 2-week delay.
I bet this girl's like, whatever, you guys can think that. I wouldn't mind if people linked me to Brad Pitt.
No, I wouldn't either, but I just think that it's just unfortunately the case of Brad. You know, whoever he's gonna be next to that's a girl is gonna be his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Coming up, we wanna know what y'all think, so let us know your thoughts on hashtag Daily Pop. Plus, Hannah B. and her dancing partner, they call each other babe. Is that normal? Is there something more going on? We'll debate that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, let's read your thoughts on our story so far on whether Taylor Swift was snubbed or not. Gracie Ella says, if it's based on lyrics and singing, not snubbed. But if it's by popularity, then yes, she was. Oh, we're going to have to agree to disagree, Gracie. Okay, Izzy says, no shade, no tea, but Taylor's new music, as great as it is easily forgettable.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know if it had the impact. I don't think she's wrong. I love Lover, like love, and I love If I Was a Man, but I feel like she's not, it is a little, it didn't have staying power. People aren't like,
and there was only two singles off the album.
Yeah, like even
it just
all,
came out a little bit
it
ago.
Weird.
It was a while ago.
Just wait more. No, there was more. Me. Don't forget about me. Remember me?
We forgot about
well,
that.
Yeah, we forgot
yeah.
about me.
Yeah.
Okay. But we like her, so.
Anyways, whatever. She did get some noms, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like she wasn't nominated.
And she is getting AMA's Artist of the Decade.
By the way, I think that kind of hurts you, too. Whenever you ride for one award show, the other one's kind of like, she's into the AMAs. She's doing that for them. It's kind of sort of like the Golden Globes and the Oscars.
I've actually heard that those that are in, like, if you won a Grammy, then sometimes you're not really pushing to be on the AMAs because...
Second fiddle.
It's like, I want that Oscar.
Yes.
I want that Grammy.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know, but I don't know if that hurt her or not. But that's just what I've heard in the rumor mill. Okay. Would you guys call someone a pet name if you are not dating? Well, Dancing with the Stars partners Hannah B. and Alan, they do. They call each other babe. Apparently, they say it all the time because they're really close. And Hannah and Alan say they are not dating. But some people think, well, maybe you're lying. What do you think?
I think babe, I mean, for me, babe is a little bit more of an intimate word. I feel like I don't say babe to my guy friends. I only say babe to...
But don't you know some people
I'm big
do?
On honey, though. Like, I call everyone honey. But
See?
that's every gender. Like, I call everybody honey. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband,
but that's
not
what I
husband.
Mean. Maybe babe, that's just their honey. You know, they just say it to everybody.
Mm. Yeah, but honey's more of a universal...
Honey is more...
Honey's like honey. Like, you could be like my 96-year-old grandmother saying honey, or you could be like...
You could be a bitch being like honey.
Honey. Yeah, like honey just works. Honey's like black. You know what I mean? It's like a black turtleneck. It always
works. Yeah, it always works.
Babe is a little like we sleep together.
Yes.
You think?
Yes. Hey, oh, you want to sleep with me.
Or you're like 13-year-old girl and you're saying hey, babe, to your girlfriend. Hey, babe, like, go to the mall. Cool. Like... Do you know what I mean? Right?
You really thought about that, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I needed to have an opinion about the hard topic we were tackling.
We said an opinion, not a thesis. We didn't need a full
But also
thought.
What I thought about babe.
Listen, I interviewed this couple at the CMA, this couple, sorry, this
See,
duo.
The babe is getting to you. Here's my thesis.
At the CMAs, and I am telling you, point blank, I got no sexual vibe from them. I don't see it. I don't think that they're a couple. I think they're close, but I don't think that. And not only that, but Hannah just repeatedly keeps saying, like, she is literally not trying to date
yeah.
right now.
I don't think they're dating, but for me, whenever I go on a date with somebody or start to see someone, I'm gonna let y'all into the crazy. If someone says babe or I like you, immediately I'm picking out florals.
That's not fair. That's true though. No, I get that.
I get
but,
a little.
But saying I like you is saying I like you.
But saying babe is kind of like I'm in love with you.
If you're
like,
talking,
in my
okay,
mind.
Here, if you're talking
know,
to a new guy you met at a bar, you guys are texting a few times, on like the fifth text he drops a babe. you're like going out and
I'm
getting married.
The
yeah,
I'm calling
I get
the church.
That. I totally understand that.
That's
immediately.
My problem.
You guys are crazy. I don't
Is
think
he gonna
that.
Be good with the kids at sports?
Yes.
You know, all of that.
Should I get an egg?
Oh
Is there a surrogacy
gosh.
Process we just started
yeah.
talking about?
I wouldn't
Where does he want to live?
Much of it. I think they're just flirting or they're just being cute.
Babe
or
has
whatever.
An intimate. Can we? Isn't there a poll we can do or tweet? Like, isn't babe? Babe is intimate.
Babe is pretty intimate. Babe means like you're
I mean, I do
mine.
Say I do say babe to my husband.
See.
Don't try to pull it out. I'm not changing my opinion.
Like,
but
roping
I,
you in.
You're trying. But I don't think it's a big deal to say babe to other people. I'm sure I've said babe to other people.
Are you saying babe
nothing.
To your husband's friends?
No.
Genius.
But if I did slip out every once in a while and then it became a thing, yes.
Hey, babe.
Tom is a total babe, and I tell him every day.
Tom is a total babe. We're not calling him babe.
No.
You can be a total babe,
crazy.
But you can't save it. But I also, here's the thing. This I have two
babe,
separate arguments.
I got it. Babe, come on.
My love is, see, you can say my love
you
in a platonic,
love.
A platonic way. You can be like, hi, my love. I say that to everybody.
See, no, I don't say my love to everybody.
But babe is like, oh.
All right,
sure we
want to
separate?
Thoughts, you guys. Hashtag Daily Pop. Is babe intimate? Is it only for your partner?
Yeah.
Or can you say it to everybody?
Tweet us.
Okay, Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik. These two, they're being linked again. We're told they are reconnecting. They've been in touch recently. Our source says Gigi has always had a soft spot for Zayn, and they chat here and there, but it's just casual. On and off for over 4 years now. What do we want? Do we want them back together? Do we not?
Here's the jam with this whole situation. You know when you date somebody and it's kind of good, but you think there's more out there, and then all of a sudden you get out there and you realize that everybody is trash?
Doesn't that happen to everybody?
No, it happens to everybody.
It does initially, and then you kind of, you hopefully do find someone else, but in this case, I feel like she hasn't found somebody to kind of match up to him,
but
she keeps going back.
But when you're younger, you, in your mind, have all these check boxes. Like, I want a man to be this, 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 and this, and this. And then you get out in the dating world and you realize not every man's going to have all those check boxes. And I think for her, and a lot of times I used to think the same way too, oh, she's a model, she's famous, she's a celebrity. No one's not gonna treat her right. Everyone's gonna treat her like gold. But listen, if Jay-Z can step out on Beyonce, nobody's safe in this dating game. Nobody is safe in this trash ass world.
Yeah, that's true. And do you think it's just something about the Hadids? I mean, like, cause Bella always kind of gets linked back to The Weeknd, and I feel like that relationship has always lingered. Maybe they're just those women that, you know, they have a really hard, like, once they fall in love, it's so deep that they just have a hard time moving on.
Everybody has that. They're at the age where that is that one person where you can go back and forth. Like, you aren't emotionally evolved as much as you need to be in order to be in a long-lasting relationship. You're still young enough where you're like, I'm not really thinking about getting married. So you have the freedom, which is the best time in your life, to break up a million times and get back together and have this sort of passionate romance. And when the day comes that it's supposed to be over, it will be. And they will both go on and marry other people.
Now, here's the thing I do know. They say this is casual. They're just communicating.
No.
They're not going to move on if they're just trying to, like, stay in touch and be friends. You can't be friends with a love like that. I feel like it takes a long time for you to get to the point where you can be friends and it doesn't interfere with you moving on with your life.
Agreed.
Yeah, but how many times have you been in a relationship and you thought the grass is always green and then you get out of that relationship and you're like, damn, I messed that up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you think going out in the world, you're going to find that dude. And sometimes you had it the whole time. You just didn't see it because it was right in front of your face. Well, it happens. They gotta get back together.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. It would not shock me, that's for sure. All right, guys, still ahead, Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. Do they need each other? Sports reporter Kirsten Watson is going to join us to discuss all of that just ahead. Stay with us.
And we can talk about that.
Yes.
Hey, welcome back. I was fixing your cord. All right, we've got to talk about a big story involving the world of sports. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick made himself available for a workout last weekend. Media reports billed it as a preliminary audition for the NFL. However, since Colin was told he could not bring his own film crew, he decided to host his own workout instead, 60 miles away. So tons of media showed up to this, and now people are all wondering, hey, was this legit? You want a job in the NFL, or was this just a publicity stunt? So here to break it all down is NFL international reporter Kirsten Watson.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. Thank you, guys.
So, Kirsten, what's your thoughts? What was his real motive?
So, I mean, there's so much to this story. It really goes back to Colin Kaepernick wanted a chance in the NFL. He's made that very clear. He has been training and preparing for this workout and honestly to be back on a team playing. So the teams were not coming in per se. The league, with the influence of Roc Nation, did set up a workout at the Falcons facilities, pretty much just kind of do, you know, a few drills, a few run-throughs.
Standard.
Exactly, this very much standard.
Yes.
Except for the fact that it was private, the NFL was funding it, that is not necessarily standard.
Oh, really?
Typically, when a team is interested in a player, they will bring him in, just like for a normal team workout, they'll have him come in to talk and really just have an interview, do the workouts, and then from there, they'll decide if they want to bring him in for the season or not. So this whole idea of an NFL setting up something, inviting all of the clubs to it, is really kind of unorthodox in a sense. Just truly in the sense of, like I was saying, how, you know, they come in, and so basically this all happened truly all of a sudden. This was not the ideal timing for the NFL.
No, because they're in the middle. They're worried about wins. They're worried about playoffs. It's all happening. But whose idea was it to do this? And do you think the NFL went along with it just to play nice and say, hey, we're trying to give this man a chance?
I think this was the NFL's idea, but I also do believe that this is, Kaepernick was influenced in this. Okay. Just in the sense of he has been truly expressing, like, I want to be on a team and I have the skill set. And also, if you look at the league right now, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who not necessarily are at the as the height of the level, whether 100%. It's leadership, whether it's skill set.
Like Colin has the skills to be there.
Yes, I mean, sure. I don't know if you guys have seen him, but he's massive, he's built, he's been training. Like, he doesn't look like he's missed a workout.
No, he looked like he did the JL and back.
Is it normal for an athlete to want to bring their own film crew? I mean, is that a typical request?
Not necessarily, not necessarily. However, it is typical for media to be present.
Okay. Yeah, but I, for myself, know that if I really wanted something so strongly and someone said, these are the conditions, this is what you have to do, I think for me, I would say, okay, listen, I'm just going to sacrifice having my own media there. I'm going to sacrifice doing all these things. I'm just going to go play the game until I can get in, and then I can make a bigger difference being inside the organization.
Absolutely.
But devil's advocate here, but do you think, I mean, from what I was reading, because I am not the sports expert on the show, but that he just feels so jaded, he doesn't trust the NFL in any way, shape, or form. So they may have said, yeah, we looked at him. He didn't look great.
Absolutely. Or, I mean, the biggest thing was more of, if the NFL owns the footage, they could have potentially manipulated it. Now, I'm not saying that they would have. Right. I don't believe that they would have. They said that the footage was going to be sent to all 32 clubs immediately after the event. So with that level of distrust, you really don't know. The other big thing was in the waiver that he was supposed to sign for the workout, there was a clause that was the employee clause, which was standard to any NFL workout, any NFL combine. It truly was from the NFL side to protect in case a player got hurt at a workout or something like that. And it also says that, you know, while we are bringing you in to interview and for us to see your potential, we are not guaranteeing a spot on a team.
But that's what any workout or any tryout or any audition, I just think some things, and I appreciate what he's been doing and I support him, but I think him switching the location, you know, so close to the game, you know, you lost out because you were supposed to have 25 teams there and only six could have made it. So it does kind of sort of seem like, to me, it seemed like a sign of, hey, I'm just trying to do this. I'm going to do it my way. I'm not trying to play the game. I'm just trying to do this to make this money.
No, absolutely. And also the fact that, I mean, you move it, like you said, 45 minutes ahead of the time. So many teams had come in to be there. And then to then have to drive almost an hour outside practice facilities to get to Atlanta, to get to this field, to see it. I mean, obviously, the teams that were really interested and wanted to be there, they did show up to be there. But
now you're dealing with egos.
Exactly.
One last question. Do you think Kaepernick's going to be on an NFL team?
I do not.
Wow.
No, it's not going to happen.
I think someone's going to pick him up.
As much as I would love to, I am one of the biggest Kaepernick fans. I would love to see him play in the NFL. I said once that jersey goes, I am going to be the first person to buy, and I'll probably buy like 20 of them.
An NFL team who's dying in branding and who needs the branding, who needs the PR, Miami. People would flock to Miami to see this man get back on the gridiron and go at it again. And people who didn't believe in him, who believed in him, would go just for the spectacle.
No, they would. I mean, I don't think sales would be hindered. I don't think viewership would be hindered. I think, if anything, you know, the fans who let go of the NFL to stand with Colin Kaepernick would be right on back in. Yeah. I think that includes a lot of the Black community, which is a major audience.
We're still secretly watching on our phones. We don't want y'all to know, but we're watching in the bathroom on our phones, but we're protesting outside.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I guess we'll just wait and see. But Kirsten, thank you so much for breaking that all down for us. We appreciate having you. All right, up next, Harry Connick Jr. recalls an inappropriate encounter with Frank Sinatra. Is it okay to tell this story now? We'll get into that next.
But I get it. Like, your future's not destined. I wouldn't try to make money off it, too.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, let's get into Harry Connick Jr. and his wife Jill's bizarre encounter with Frank Sinatra. So Harry told ITV's this morning that the legendary singer once kissed Jill, his then-girlfriend, on the lips right in front of him. He says it happened after he bombed a performance in front of Sinatra. Harry and Jill ended up in the elevator with Sinatra, and he tried to apologize for screwing up, and instead of listening, Harry claimed Sinatra just held Jill by her face, called her beautiful, and then just kissed her on the mouth.
All right.
All right, Frank Sinatra.
And I'd be like, Jill, do not wash those lips. We're putting those on eBay.
Yeah.
Harry did say that it was hilarious, but it was obviously completely inappropriate. So what would you do? You're with your significant other, and some guy, even though he's famous, he's Frank Sinatra, he's legendary icon, just kisses your woman.
I think now that's not something that necessarily would fly, as we know. I think that this was a very specific incident. I think that also, I mean, Frank Sinatra was Frank Sinatra, and I think it was a different time, and she was obviously a massive model at that point. I don't know. I don't think it's okay, but I think, I mean, in this instance, it's fine. I mean, it's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Right?
If Jason Momoa would lean over and kiss my man in an elevator, I would politely hand him a room key, say 412, and we'll see you there in 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I just need some time to powder down.
Are you into both of us?
I didn't care. I'll sit there with a drink. Go for it. Do it for both of us.
You know, I think it's an age thing. Like, I think if an older gentleman who was, like, a legendary icon did this to me, I honestly think Shannon would be like, that was weird, but whatever, I'm going to go with it because, you know, he's older and he's out of it. But if it's, like, a younger guy,
like somebody in Shannon's age range, that would be very weird.
It's totally, like, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Right.
So
you know?
If Willie Nelson patted your ass, he would just be like,
yes,
that's Willie Nelson.
That's a perfect example.
Honestly,
if Willie Nelson reached over and kissed you, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, and I think Shannon, too, would be like,
Willie Nelson just kissed you. Instead of like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, he'd be like,
whoa, Jake Gyllenhaal.
What the hell do you think?
I don't care
happening?
How. By the way, Jake, we are all here for you if you need anybody.
Bring it in, bitch. No, by the way, if Jake Gyllenhaal went to kiss you, I would literally like just push you over and just try to get in there.
Get in there like, you meant me, right? You meant me. Is it okay to tell
you? Are you a duck and he's like, oh, I'm here.
I'm here.
He pops up.
I love it. Okay. It's okay to tell this story, though, right? Some people are like, well, don't tell Sinatra's kissing mishaps after he
well, we
can't
all,
talk
we,
about
we
it.
Know we can Google them, right? I mean, he did it with everyone.
But that's when you tell it, when people die.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, you're like, oh, by the way, he did this,
his
and it was
mom. His estate is not going to come out. We'll watch them tomorrow. I'll be like, this is not what happened. I don't know.
I think it's kind of funny because it's Frank Sinatra. I mean, because he's just... And obviously, Harry wasn't too worried about it. He said the whole thing was hilarious.
He should be worried.
Yeah, I wish he told us this when he was here last week.
Yeah.
Or however many weeks ago.
We all know what Frank liked to do.
Yeah.
We've seen those illegitimate kids running around CNN and NBC.
Oh, my God.
Well, now you're getting in trouble. Okay, coming up, Thanksgiving is almost here. Chef Will Gilson is going to show us some delicious dishes to try this year. Don't go away. Looks good.
Okay, you guys, get out your pen and papers, because here to help you vamp up that dry-ass Thanksgiving menu is Chef Will Gilson. How are you?
Good. That was such a handshake.
I know.
You brought some cocktails for us.
I brought some cocktails.
Can we start with cocktails first?
We could start with cocktails if you want to get in it. So, coming from New England, I'm a 13th generation New Englander, and I can't think of anything that's more New England than cranberries. And so I've teamed up with the folks from Ocean Spray, and we brought you some fun dishes for your Thanksgiving that we're going to make it a little less blah and a little more
Great. Let's do this.
What's so we're going to start off with doing these little turkey meatballs right here. Now, you can do this as like a little appetizer. So it's a great way to start everything off. So you are going to grab this, and I'm going to start adding in these things. So this is more of an Italian style called a polpette. So that uses...
Is that ricotta cheese?
Ricotta cheese.
It uses
breadcrumbs, and it uses Parmesan. And we mix all that together, and those things keep it really, really, really nice and moist, so you don't have to worry too much about
that. But what keeps it together?
So, a little egg here, all right.
That's what I always mess up on, because mine fall apart in the pan.
Right.
I think egg is the glue to most things, right?
Yes.
All right, so you grab that spoon, and you start mixing that together. Now, while he's doing that, I have to work on the glaze for that.
Yes, glaze.
So, everybody has kind of divided at Thanksgiving time whether they want the jellied cranberry sauce or they want, like, fresh-made cranberry sauce.
Fresh,
always. I want fresh.
Okay, so, all right, well, maybe I'm unpopular here.
No,
I like the jelly stuff.
By the way, I was kidding. I love the jelly.
So what we're going to do is make the glaze for these meatballs with the jellied sauce. You're going to grab that spoon right there. You're going to grab some of this jellied cranberry sauce. And you're going to add it into some little sweet chili sauce, some soy.
In here?
Yeah, mix it
in there. I have to look like I can be a wife again.
Let's figure it out. All right, so we're going to put this in here, a little bit of scallions.
Ooh, I love a scallion.
A little bit of brown sugar. All right, so mix all that together. And what you do is you can form these tiny little balls. Put them right on there.
Form the tiny ball, Justin. Make sure you know how to do that.
Man, I like a medium ball.
Wait, am I breaking up the gelatin?
Yes, you break it up a little bit, get it in there. So you are now as you put these in here, you're gonna bake them in the oven. You can make them any size you want.
Uh-huh.
Entree size, appetizer size. You can even use your leftover turkey for this. Do it with all the same method. The leftover cooked turkey, shred it up. Next day, you've got a whole meal for the family.
Wow, this is amazing.
So you bake it in the oven with the glaze on top of it, and you get these awesome little kind of Swedish meatball styles.
So then he puts those on this plate, right?
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
I put this over.
Yeah.
You talk faster than I do. I like
it.
Wow,
you know. All right, so, and
you already had one?
I have one.
Don't good, have right? one yet.
Oh my God.
I've watched the tape good? On him. He jumps ahead. That looks great. Yeah, so perfect. So that would go on top of there. Now, you are going to see your Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
How do you guys feel about Brussels sprouts? They've had a pretty good decade.
I love Brussels sprouts.
I don't like them because they never have enough flavor.
Really? Okay.
And I want something to be added
to
them
always. We're going to change that. We're going to change it. So we're going to start with this nice hot pan here.
I love this pan.
All right, warming your hands up. Here we go. Okay. So a little bit of olive oil.
Okay.
All right, and now we add in the Brussels sprouts. And the way to give the Brussels sprouts flavor is to go flat side down. Flat side down.
Ooh,
like
I want to put one flat side down.
Just be careful.
Why don't you shave them?
All right, so
shave
them. Like shaving them, but shaving them, I think, makes them almost too much like coleslaw.
Yes, okay,
so
I get that.
This will get you some really nice color on here.
Do we have to move the olive oil around?
You can, yeah.
Oh, see, isn't that chef-like
see?
Of me?
See? Yeah, so move that around, get it nice and seared, and get that final color right at the end. And then what we're gonna do is we make a vinaigrette. The vinaigrette has some cranberry juice, a little bit of the more jellied cranberry right there.
Which we love,
which we love, obviously. Some orange zest, rice vinegar, and then this right over the top of the Brussels sprouts, they are not going to be boring anymore.
Okay, but let me ask you this question.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people say when you do your Brussels sprouts, you should bake them before, you should, like, steam them before to give them that soft texture. Should you do that, or can you go straight to the pan?
I think you go straight to this. And even if you need to make it go a little bit faster, you don't want to spend too much time doing this, you can put them in the microwave for 2 minutes,
what?
A little
I'm
bit of water.
I'm so done with you,
You get
Justin.
It done. Get in there. Eat that. So,
right.
Last two things we have here, we'll get back to the cocktail.
Oh, my God.
Apple pie. If you want to make your apple pie a little less basic this year, you can take cranberries and basically make like a cobbler and mix all that in together, right? So you kind of have the best of a cobbler, the best of an apple pie, put
like
them together.
That.
Like that?
Yeah.
All right, and then finally, cranberry Negroni.
So how do we make this?
So cranberry Negroni, gin. Campari.
Lots of gin.
Lots of gin.
Lots of Campari.
Well, actually equal parts of gin, Campari.
So a lot of both, but equal, okay?
Aperol, cranberry juice.
This is, and then you put the fresh cranberries in
fresh
the orange.
Fresh cranberries, little orange zest.
Take a bite of this.
Right?
I'm normally the alcoholic on
don't
this station,
worry.
But
I have both. Those Brussels sprouts are literally no joke.
Right? You make the whole studio smell like Thanksgiving.
By the way, I'm so happy I didn't eat breakfast because this is my breakfast.
But this is crazy because normally cranberry overpowers everything. But how do you get the measurements?
It's all about
how
balance.
Right?
Cranberries like are really so unbelievable with their sweet and they are tart, but you gotta add the right amount to it just to make sure. So you're either using some dried cranberries, some of this jellied sauce.
What do you prefer to use? Because I prefer to use what you prefer.
I actually like working with fresh cranberries. They're my favorite.
Me too.
You can see
so
them
weird.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just have to make sure you add the right amount of kind of sugar and salt to balance everything out, get that full umami flavor.
Do we flip these over?
Flip them over, yeah.
Tell me where people can taste your actual cooking.
So I have a restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts called Puritan & Company. We are really known for New England food. We're really excited to
so
be able to.
So what is that? Is that a clam chowder?
You guys.
No, come
if you
on.
Are in Massachusetts,
it's a little more than clam chowder.
Check out Will's restaurant, Puritan & Company in Cambridge. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop because this food is
delicious.
Unbelievable.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The salty, the sweet.
This?
I don't know what I like better.
Are you an ugly Christmas sweater kind of guy? How many do you own?
I probably have 2 or 3.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have like 40. Drew is actually pretty clever. I remember he wanted to buy me a suit way back in the day, the very first suit I ever owned, he wanted to buy it way back in the day. Instead of just giving me a suit, he taped dollar bills together in the shape of a suit jacket, and he gave me that.
I put your name in the celebrity
name generator. That is a real thing on the internet. I don't know if you've heard about this. So I put your name and I put Zoe's name, kind of like Brad and Angelina were Brangelina, and you're Kim and Kanye were Kimye. Guess what your name is?
Zoenathan?
I got something better for you. Genoe. Just let it marinate.
Genoe.
Just let it marinate a little bit.
It definitely sounds better than what I came up with.
I kind of like it. Genoe?
It sounds like a kind of salami, which I would eat right now.
That is our Jason Kennedy catching up with Jonathan Scott for Jaguar's Unwrap a Jaguar holiday campaign. He talked a lot about his electric car iPace and a bit about his new girlfriend, Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, it's 500 Days of Summer.
Genoe. You guys like this one for them? I think it works.
I'm just jealous. I never get to that point in a relationship where we have a name.
They're really famous. Famous people meet people easier. I thought it was going to be easier for me. It's not. You have to be famous.
Well, and you have to be famous to get a name. I don't name, like, my married friends. I don't give them a name. They've been together for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it rhymes or if it goes well, you're like, oh, that works.
Like, because if you call them, like, yeah, their names are similar.
Yeah. So what's mine and Shannon's? Carissa and Shannon.
Carissa, you just take over everything.
But that's a hard one. Carissa and Shannon. Carissa.
Carnanan?
Chris Cunanan?
No.
Carnanan?
Charissa.
No, girl.
Charissa.
Charissa.
Oh, my God. Of course you come up with Charissa. That's Charissa. Brilliant.
That also sounds like very feminine. I don't know. That's not taking much from his name.
But I
don't know. These are hard. I don't think our names work.
Canon works.
The cannons?
Cannon? Oh, I ate a lot of pie quickly.
You ate a lot of pie. I didn't want to say anything to you.
I Hoover dammed that down.
I thought Susan wasn't feeding you at home.
Wow.
We were going to have a conversation after this.
It's really good, though. It's very delicious.
Very good.
Let's check with you guys on social media. We have Ray J. Okay, on him abandoning Princess Love, his wife, in Vegas. Keely says, I was left in Fiji by a guy once when I lived in Los Angeles.
Did he leave his card on the room? Because that's cool.
I think someone left
you in Fiji?
Like, he left, yeah.
That's bad.
That means she was annoying.
If you're gonna leave,
it was a joke.
17 hours.
If you're gonna run out of Fiji, I haven't even been left in Fiji. The Grove was as far as I.
How do you fight in Fiji?
That's a very good point.
No. You know how you fight in Fiji? Yeah. When you go on a trip with somebody who you can't sit there and talk to for 7 days. Because in Fiji, you don't really do anything but lounge.
But also then, in order to get to Fiji, you need to be very comfortable and very excited about that person. So to end in an argument in Fiji...
Keely, we're going to need more to this story.
We need you to give us more of a bio.
Please keep tweeting us. Okay, Brittany says, if my fiance did what Ray J did, I would be sending my thoughts on the situation via letters from jail.
We agree.
Oh, yeah. I'd be unsnapped.
Okay, and then V thinks Colin Kaepernick's tryout was a publicity stunt. She says if he really wanted to be in the NFL, he would have shown up where they set up the workout for him. And on whether it's okay to call someone you're not dating babe, Caitlin says it's intimate, but then again, my mom calls everyone babe, sweetheart, and love. See, that's true. See, some people, it's just part of the vocabulary.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it is. It's opinion driven.
Like yours is honey, my honey. Love.
Until your mom calls the mailman babe, and then your dad's beautiful. Like, what?
I say angel a lot.
Angel. You say angel to everybody. And not everybody's an angel, Morgan. No. All right, we'll be right back with Daily Pop. You can call me that, though.
I will.
This just in, we have some breaking news. The Duke of York, Prince Andrew, has just stepped back from public duties for the foreseeable future. He released a statement. This comes right after his controversial interview about his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. This was, you know... Absolutely unexpected, because we talked a lot about it. Part of his statement reads that I may step back from my public duties for this foreseeable future, and she has given me her permission. Today is also the Queen's anniversary.
Wow.
This is a big day.
It's a really big day.
We spoke about this yesterday. We weren't sure what was going to happen, and clearly they had to do some damage control, and that's what happened.
And we're going to gather everything, and you know we're going to have Melanie Bromley here tomorrow.
Yeah. 100%. And also keep checking E! Online. We'll keep you guys updated on that. And, you know, happy anniversary, Queen.
72 years.
72 years. That's a lot to deal with on your anniversary. But hopefully you guys can still smile today and
celebrate 72 years of marriage.
That's a lot. Okay, that's our show. You guys, tomorrow we're going to find out how to improve our memories. See you then. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Wow.
Wow, that's big.
That's big.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.